Welcome to the Lisa Fisher Said podcast. I'm Lisa Fisher, a longtime broadcaster and journalist and now a health coach based in Arkansas who's been in front of a microphone or a camera since the 1980s. I think of myself as the queen of Arkansas media. I started this podcast in 2020 to help you live a better life. In fact, I hope this podcast is the most informative 45 minutes of your week. And for this episode, I think it will be. You aren't even ready for this interview. I'm laughing because she entertained me with her knowledge and her story. It's the Worm Queen. Yep. Have you seen her viral post on social media? Her name is Kim Rogers, and her journey to healing only came after her worm eradication. Yep. You heard it right. You'll get to meet her right after this. I'll tell you who's crushing 2024. It's the folks in Scott, Arkansas, just 15 minutes from downtown Little Rock. And the property is Marlsgate. Marlsgate.com. Link is in show notes. But for those of you who would like to know more about this majestic property, you can go to their website and see kind of the drone footage they've got. You can see on my social media, which is all open, the times that I'm there. I'm their spokesman, and it's such a privilege to do that because this property is so lovingly, tenderly taken care of by Martha Ellen and Bo Talbot, who are just the third owners of this historic mansion in central Arkansas, actually just 15 minutes from downtown Little Rock. So those of us in central Arkansas, why haven't you gone? I'm hosting cooking classes there. I also want to invite you to Scott Station, which is the restaurant there on Highway 165. Guys, some of the best food I've ever had, not even kidding. And then there's the shops there at Scott, and then Curve Market. We're getting into spring, so that means we will see the spring bounty and the summer bounty of locally raised fruits and vegetables. You're helping the community. You're helping the community of Scott, and you're walking away with a full tummy if you eat at Scott Station. Find out more by going to their website, marlsgate.com. Oh, girl, they are busy at Akel's Carpet One. Now, for the dudes listening, you know, I say that as a term of endearment. But my point is, they are busy at Akel's Carpet One. I guess I could have said it that way. Akelscarpet1.com is the website for those of us in Arkansas. You know the three locations, the one on Rodney Parham in West Little Rock, the one in Sherwood, right off the interstate, the access road, and then the one, the big new store in, that's technically North Little Rock, but we call it Ma Mill. And I say all that because I've been to all the stores and I've seen it. And I'm on their website right now, and it's the whole enchilada sale. Doesn't that sound great? You know, I would love one right now. Free labor, pad, furniture moving, and carpet take up. You can start your project today. You click here, blah, blah, blah. Or you can just go and kick tires. You might see Erica at the Ma Mill North Little Rock store. You might see. So, you know, they have different people that are kind of there, and they really know the trends. They know, well, here's the deal. They know they can help you with the cost because they beat the big box store prices at Akel's Carpet One. And do I need to repeat that? They beat the big box store prices. They've got carpet, luxury vinyl, tile, all the good things, and they can help you. Friendly people, too. You might see their ads if you're here in Arkansas, or you might just be a listener to the Lisa Fisher Said podcast. And when they ask you, why did you shop here? You'll say, because Lisa Fisher said. AkelsCarpet1.com.
She won most talkative in high school, and she has been running her mouth ever since. Welcome to the Lisa Fisher Said podcast with your host, Lisa Fisher.
It's a never have I ever episode. Never have I ever interviewed somebody about worms. And she's the worm queen. I didn't know there was such a title. Like, do you have a sash? Do you ride around in a motor vehicle and wave to the worms out there as the worm queen? Tell everybody how you got the name.
Okay, so I went viral on TikTok in 2021 about my parasites and worms, and I worked in Western medicine, so I have some idea of what I'm saying, which makes me more credible, right, than just some random person on the internet.
Yeah.
And so I decided to talk to my followers and ask them, like, I don't want to be known as the worm lady, so what, we need to give me a title, and they're like, well, you're a queen.
You're the queen.
So I was Da Worm Queen, like D-A Da Worm Queen, but it just, the merch didn't look as good as just Worm Queen.
So. Okay. So are you a crunchy mom?
Well, I'm not a parent. I don't have any children.
Or crunchy person. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make that assumption.
Okay. No, it's okay. No, I mean, I'm a crunchy aunt for sure. I'm crunchy. I used to not be crunchy, but I mean, I always had my alternative ways, but not really like to the extreme that I'm at now.
Well, what got you to this point where you were telling people you've never met in your life about things coming out of your back end?
Okay. Well, I always had a TikTok account. We were building a log home. Just my husband and me built this log home. And I also,
well, that's clearly not where you are now. You look like you're in a skyscraper in New York.
We rented an apartment in Seattle because we need to finish the staircase in our log home. Our company kind of took over our life. And so we had to move ourselves out. Our house is about an hour and a half away from here. And so my husband, 2 or 3 times a week, will drive there, work on it, and then come back. And this business is so busy. We're so viral. And so we just had to remove ourselves. And if I'm going to move myself out of my dream home, it's going to be in something kind of fun. So we found this fun little apartment in Seattle with a really pretty view. And it's really nice. I really enjoyed it.
Wait, if your husband's working on the house, you're really crunchy.
I'm crunchy.
Yeah, you're crunchy. Well, for those who don't know, Google what crunchy is. It's really a compliment, because crunchy to me now, Kim, in this day and age, is saying you don't believe what Western medicine is telling you, that there is an agenda from Big Pharma to sell you something. And really, my husband told me yesterday, I don't know if this is a compliment, but he said, Lisa, you're a contrarian. That's a contrarian. I said, well, I'm not argumentative, because we have an argumentative child that he got from his father's DNA, not from mine, because I'm a dang delight. But when Chris said that, I said, why? And he said, because a contrarian really looks at both sides and pits them against each other and wants the argument, wants the debate. And I do. And it's all stemmed because we had dinner and some doctors were there, and I was trying to explain to them why they're pushing cholesterol medicines and why they shouldn't be. And my husband said, he said, you're never going to win the battle. I mean,
They're never going to see it.
Because my husband said they have Big Pharma that comes in and doesn't tell them the other side. He goes, it's your personal nature to always, I was always the one, they called me Katie Questions in high school and college because I'm a journalist. So I've always asked the questions, but how did you get here? And that's why I'm asking. That's why I have a podcast. So with you, tell me about your life until the day you really had a bad butt itch. And that's how I think it is. And you're going to have to explain to us what parasites and worms do to you physically.
Okay. So in 2004, I decided to leave the airline industry and go and get my first degree in Western medicine and healthcare. So I got my degree as a valedictorian, and I have my associates in medical specialties. And then
what does that mean? Could you prescribe medicine?
No, I couldn't write prescriptions, but I could see patients.
So
I worked along the side of doctors, and I was able to kind of be their right-hand man. I was more than a medical assistant, but not a nurse. I was kind of an in-between.
Got it.
So my specialties were neurology and endocrinology. That's what I studied heavily. I also did radiography. I worked on cadavers. I really loved it. I just didn't want to hold my own license, because I wanted to move different states. I've always moved. And when you hold a license, you're kind of pigeonholed into that state.
Yes, you are. Yes,
so I was like, I want to be a free agent. I want to do my own jam. I want to go, if I want to work in the hospital doing radiography, is MRI, I want to do that, right? So when you go into a certain college, they're very tunnel visioned. Yes. And I'm not. Woo, the world is my oyster.
Yeah.
And so I got my degree, and I worked in the field alongside doctors. And then I started working in academia. So I ran 25 healthcare colleges for DeVry, and I helped build their curriculum. And I wrote some books with a couple of different publishing companies. And then I finished my second degree. I have a bachelor's in healthcare management. And again, a little bit over the top, but I'm a valedictorian because I don't like to do anything halfway.
Clearly. Man, overachiever. Have you taken the Enneagram test? You're a 3, in case anybody's wondering. You are the overachiever.
Overachiever.
Yeah.
Sure. And I'm also both sides, right? I'm also, yeah. I believe yeah. Western medicine is here yeah. for a purpose.
I do too.
It has to be, right? It has saved right. my life. There's right. things though that like, it's not here to save your life. Or it's here to save your life, but it's not here to change your life. You have to do that. You right. have to do
it. Like, actually, it's here to make shareholders money in the U.S., in our paradigm, yeah. but yeah. it's really the roots of Western medicine really is Chinese medicine and other things, yes. or all yeah. of our, I mean, from Hippocrates to Socrates, I mean, anybody mentioned that all disease begins in the gut. Now people go, well, that's right. the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Well, it's been around a long time.
Yeah. I mean, Western medicine's only been around for a little over 100 years, right? Yeah. Like 1924 is when the Rockefellers came right. in and started synthesizing the plant.
Which goofed everything up because they started stomping their stiletto heel and said, you can't have homeopathic or any right. homeopathy as a part of it, which then shut the people like us and people that are always going, now, is there another side? It shut right. us out.
Yes. And they really, it really is kind of an indoctrination. And when you pull away from it and you change your thought process, they don't like that. Like I've been
because the shareholders are mad. It's follow the money.
It is always follow the money.
Yes. Yep. Always follow the money. So you got, so okay. that you were swimming along and then you had the itch. And I keep saying the itch because I just assume that's what happens when you have worms. Itchy
butt. I definitely talk about itchy butt all the time.
Okay.
I have no shame at this point, right? I'm right. millions across the internet. I decided in the moment that I started going viral, I was going to kind of try and share all of it. If I'm going to wow. do this alone, I'm going to do it all. And I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to show mine. My journey has been well documented for 2.5 years. It's kind of cool because I can go back in and be like, this is my before and this is my after. Like,
that's awesome.
What my cleanse has done for me. Like this
wow.
it is a game changer when you start to clear out the toxins in your body. We're so burdened with heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride,
fragrances,
candida, like all of the things I'm talking about are pretty normal things. It's just you have to go to a doctor to have them tell you these things. Instead, I'm just like on a video telling you these things, you know?
So really, people, you think this is a 45-minute podcast. In 45 minutes, we can school mm-hmm. everybody to do some at-home treatments. Of course, reminding you, this is not medical advice.
Not medical advice.
This is something you choose to do if you feel like you have an ailment that yeah. you'll probably talk about. I mean, you'll tell
and
us.
And we all should be cleansing 3 to 4 times a year. And see, that's the thing is that we've kind of lost track. And I'm going to go for the people that are listening and it's only 45 minutes, I'm going to talk real fast because other countries cleanse at least 2 times a year. It's almost mandatory in Mexico, Latin America, the Amish cleanse, Korea really? Cleanses, other countries cleanse. Latin America cleanses are very dedicated to it. Last year I went on a few cruises. I'd get off, go to the pharmacy, grab their antiparasitic, which is like $7. And in our country, it's like $900. And they take wow. a pill and then they do that when they start to have itchy butt, when they start to not feel very well. It's the first thing that they do. However, we just don't do that. And it's really a shame because it does have a lot of root causes to chronic illness. For me personally, I've been in remission after 25 years of endometriosis, 13 surgeries and a hysterectomy. I have not needed to have a surgery in the last 3 years and I've been cleansing for 3 years. So why is it that my body was collecting all of these toxins and making scar tissue and making me sick and making me swell up? Like when you look at my before and after, I was almost 300 pounds.
No
and
way.
I've never been that heavy in my life. I was so sick. I now know I have Lyme just because I've done all right. the, you know, the onion peeling. I know what's going on with my body, but it all makes sense now. And I'm not crazy, you know, and that just validation just kind of helps your body go into rest and digest, which is what we need to do. But back to the other countries, they take a pill twice a year. And some places in Mexico, it's mandatory. They know their water's trash. They know that there's parasites on, you know, fruit and vegetables. And if you don't cook your produce, or if you eat raw produce and you don't cook your meat and you eat sushi, like I loved salmon. I make fun of it now, but it's my favorite ever.
You're not doing salmon anymore or any sushi? Are you doing any sushi?
I do some crab. If it's been steamed, I'll do crab and lobster.
Girl, you're in the capital of salmon.
I know.
Wait a minute. I'm going to need a moment because I'm going to have to RIP.
Just cleanse.
That's we'll keep going then.
Really, it's all it is. And I know like when you watch my stuff, you kind of like freak out a little bit and you're like, oh my God, I got to cut all my food out. No, we're just aware now. We're just awakened to the fact that 3 to 4 times a year, you should do a Purify cleanse, flush your system out for 30 days, do your best to follow the diet. The herbs we use are anti-parasitic herbs with additional help, and they're better, in my opinion, than synthetic. But I also will rotate my synthetic pill in there because I had Cryptosporidium parvium, which is parvo, which kills puppies, and it can attack your organs. And it was
Wait a minute. So my daughter had crypto one time from, okay, here's something that we're all connected in the world. The Colorado River had it. It flows down to the little Red River here in Arkansas or at Greers Ferry Lake. And there was an outbreak in Colorado of crypto. And so we, because of the tributaries, she got it years ago and she has complained of GI distress and issues since then. And every GI doctor tells her it's not connected. It's got to be.
It is 100% connected. And you can't just get rid of it by taking a pill. Okay. Yeah. That's the thing. You have to take a specific antiparasitic.
Okay.
You have to take the herbs, like not medical advice, but I don't have crypto anymore. And all I did was take some metronidazole and then I rotated in my kit. And I do that because we're exposed. We are exposed as a society. We're not clean in our country being America. And when I say America, I'm really in my mind talking about Western medicine countries and running a business now, seeing these Western medicine countries like Australia and UK and Canada, we're all in the same boat. We're all not cleansing.
North America. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's all Western medicine countries at this point, right?
I see.
And so why not just bring something simple into your life 30 days every 3 months?
And so really you're saying it's probably, it won't hurt you if you don't need it.
Right. And it'll be only good for you. The herbs that I put in there are super, they all work together. It's like a symphony of herbs. So you have something like wormwood, which removes most parasites and worms. They're two different things. And then what happens when you remove those? Well, you have heavy metals. So you need to kind of come in, and I use cilantro. Clean out the heavy metals that the worms are holding onto because they can hold up to 6 times their weight. So as you're killing them off, they're dropping that. Well, where are they dropping it? Like you got to go in and clean it out. So then that's where all the herbs that are in this kit kind of make it so that it's all a symphony of a cleanse. You got candida. Everyone has candida. You eat sugar. Everyone has candida. Right.
And that's just the overgrowth from the yeast.
Yeah.
And I did the first time I did that cleanse, that was probably 2000. I'm an early adopter. I did read the book in the 90s, but I didn't pull the trigger until 2000. And I was on day 3, and that's the Herky effect or something.
Herxheimer's die-offs.
Yes. My husband walked in, and he goes, "What's wrong?" And I went, "This is the end for me." You know, and he said, he's very funny. So please, nobody get offended. No calls or texts about this. He said, "I got a cabinet upstairs with some guns." And I said, "Kim, I'm too weak to go up there and get them." And we laughed about it because he was like, "What do you mean this is it?" I go, "This is it." And I was on day 3. I smelled so bad.
Oh, yes.
Days 3, 4, and 5 of a true candida cleanse. And I did these little things I put on my tongue. I mean, I did all the things. That was in 2000. Things have changed and it may be easier, but does everybody have that die-off effect?
Yeah. Cause you're killing something off inside of you. It's dying.
I'm glad you find humor in that. I hope people listening are not wrecking their cars or calling 911. It's part of humor is how we stayed married for 36 years. But my point is the die-off is, it's like people, it's a detox like anything you've ever seen that you feel, I felt bad.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. And that's what made me make the kit, Lisa, because I went viral over Paragard. And Paragard will rip your guts up, okay? But you need more than just Paragard. Like, you need to have all of the stuff that's in my kit. So I did one cleanse, and everything's on camera, right? Because I promised my viewers I would treat them. So I'm in die-offs. I'm trying to build a log home. My husband's in die-offs.
Did you have the stinky feeling that you felt like you smelled? Okay. What is that? Just toxins.
Bacteria coming out of your pores, because your skin is your biggest organ.
Right.
And so when you're starting to detox, if you don't have your pathways open, it's going to start coming out. So I had my eyes, my nose, my mouth. I pulled stuff out of my ears. I had them swim out of my feet because I do fulvic.
Stop it.
I swear to God. And that's why I sell fulvic, because they swam out of the pores of my feet. And it was moving.
Let's talk about fulvic. Fulvic is an amazing supplement that we used to get in our soil probably hundreds of years ago, like with magnesium and other things. But it's something Dave Asprey and others really say, this is a mineral. I've seen Mindy Pell say it. Everyone needs it.
Yes. And we don't have it where you can eat it. We have it because I know where it comes from, and you have to get it tested a specific way when it's going to be ingested. So we have you do a soak. You can do a foot soak, or you can do a full body soak.
Oh, girl, I'm right now. I want to sign up today. I want everything you sell, and that's why I'm on your website. Even I just had it up here. Because you just type in Kim Rogers and it comes up, we're queen. But in it, I see all of your products.
Yes.
Okay. This is not medical advice, but where should we all start?
You should start with the Super Purify Kit.
Okay, that first one.
And then get a fulvic.
Okay, add a fulvic. Okay.
Yeah, but do it, because I'm going to send it to you, Lisa.
Okay. So, and I will tell everybody, I'll make you famouser. I mean, you're already uber famous. Okay, so then with you what were, because I'm a beloved thyroid patient too, and I thank you for working in endocrinology, and it took me 4 years to get diagnosed because Western medicine didn't look at antibodies, and I had vitiligo, I had everything else. Why they didn't look, I don't know, but here I sit.
On that, real quick, are you on levothyroxine or are you on
Right. Hell no. I'm sorry. Okay. My listeners never hear me use profanity. Levothyroxine is like taking a Tic Tac, Kim.
Yeah, don't do it, because the way that they combine the medicine with Levo, it's not really all Synthroid. And I am an adamant, if you're hearing this, you should only take brand name only with thyroid medication. Brand name only, never generic. Never.
Okay. Okay, that is good advice right there, because people have asked me and I don't know, because I say if your doctor's only asking or giving you Levo, I would fire that provider, because I want choice in everything I do. So I take NP thyroid, which is it is still bioidentical. It's a combo of T4, T3, T2, T1, T0, and calcitonin. So it makes me, I'm alive because of it.
Good.
That was really, dark time too, when your thyroid's dead, as you know, with thyroid patients.
Oh my God, it's terrible. I have hypothyroid. Yeah. So I get it. Like, I went into endocrine. I learned so much knowledge, but it really is the one medication that they should never make generic ever, because of the way they make it. There's sodium.
That's
and
interesting.
Synthroid.
Okay.
They don't know, like, it's kind of like a mosh posh. They're like, when they're making the pills, it could have 75% sodium and 25% Synthroid, and you're not ever going to regulate your thyroid that way. So your levels are always going to be up and down. But if you only take the brand name only, your levels should stay consistent. And you do have to have your doctor write that. You have to have them put brand name only, dump your pills out, look at them. But again, you got to be responsible for yourself, right? At the end of the day, you're the only one that puts your head down at night with your own thoughts. So
you have to be an advocate. And I say sometimes, I don't know if it's the paradigm of the Southern woman who, when asked, how are you? She says, fine. And I'm a health coach, I mean, a certified health coach, I tell my clients, stomp your foot and say, I'm not fine. I'm not well. Yeah. I'm constipated. I'm cold. My hair falls out. My nails split. My libido's low. Tell them, but because they can't read your mind. So you have to go in there and boss your provider around, because guess what? You're the customer and the customer is always right. So that's how I feel. Because I do have to take, that's the only medication I take. And it's a hormone replacement. So I really don't even call it a medication, because I don't ever want to be on any big pharma drug. And I'm not. Mm-hmm. I mean, mine's not, I don't think mine's a part of big pharma. It's some.
No, when it's compounded like that.
Yeah.
It's not a big key. Yeah, it's not
so,
a big
I feel fine taking it. So with your story, I'm sorry to interrupt a lot, but I'm so excited. This is.
No, I interrupt too. This is so fun.
I've never had the worm queen. So with your story in July 2021, what did you do that changed your life?
Oh, all of this. I mean, in the moment that I did it. So I did a 60-second video and I said, I've been in Western medicine since 2004 and I've never dewormed myself ever. And all of a sudden I do, and there's carcasses everywhere. By day three, I saw flukes, roundworm, pinworm. I did have itchy butt. I knew that that is a huge problem for me. I was on a health care journey. I was like, I went out to our property, and a lot of people that do know me know I went out there for two reasons. One, I was not well and things were not looking good for me and my husband for me to be alive. Right. And so I did not want to leave him with a burden of a mortgage and debt.
Felt like you were going to die?
100%. I was not doing well. And now I know I had end stages of Lyme.
If you've ever listened to my podcast, you know that I've talked about my friend Pat Becker Wallace, who's a philanthropist in Arkansas and in Oklahoma, in fact. And she devotes a lot of her time, attention, and resources to help different organizations. One is the Arkansas Symphony Orchestra here. Another one is anything to do with dogs and animals and the rescues. In fact, her love extends beyond that. At dogtalktv.com, where I want you to go and check out the books, because one of them is a book she's written and all the proceeds benefit a different organization. The book is A Carriage for Cowboy. It is so sweet, and it's about it's kind of an old-timey sport of carriage riding and driving. So it benefits the American Driving Society Incorporated, and that supports carriage drivers in the United States and Canada through education, events, rules for competition, and licensing of officials. It's a great family event that you'll now see it at different competitions. So she's written this book, A Carriage for Cowboy, which is about her daughter and her daughter's horse, Cowboy, and it is so sweet. Adding that to your library is a good thing. Adding any of the books from dogtalktv.com is a very good thing, because many of the proceeds, if it's one of her books, definitely goes to charitable organizations. She helps the rescues here, as I was saying, in Central Arkansas, but there may be one near you that it helps. If you love animals, go to that website, buy some books. You'll be thankful you did. dogtalktv.com. I don't think it's any surprise to my listeners, and if you're new to my program, I say hi, that I love food. Really, journalism was my major, but we could say food was my minor. Like, I've always liked food. I like the science of food. I love cooking it, and I especially love eating it. Well, as a meat-based eater, that sometimes limits, or people think it limits, my options. Not if you're in Little Rock, Arkansas, or Central Arkansas, because there's a magical place that God created more than 10 years ago called David's Burgers. Davidsburgers.com. These are the people that have been in the burger business a really long time, and they have really reinvented customer service. I love the fact they take Sundays off because they want you to worship with your family. I love the fact that they give so much to charitable organizations, especially adoption and foster care agencies. But the other thing they do is they're thinking about you for convenience, because now they've got something that helps you, the mom and dad, who are saying, what are we going to feed these humans? Because, you know, we don't always have time to get out and go to David's Burgers. But if you go today, provided it's not Sunday, and get the beef boxes. You can get T-bones, porterhouse, ribeye, roast, beef ribs, all these yummy things at David's Burgers. So convenience combined with high quality meats, you take it home. I think everybody wins. David'sBurgers.com.
And I really was, I was really not doing well. Plus I was trying to get off of Klonopin that I had been on for 22 years. I was on the highest dose.
So and no more anxiety even?
No, no. I mean, I have anxiety, but I handle it in such a different way now. My life is completely different than 2 years ago. And within 3 days, so I couldn't have any more surgeries. I had maxed out at like 13 with my endometriosis, and I could feel some pain coming back on my right side. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I didn't poop for a month. And I asked my doctors, and they said, there's nothing left for us to do for you, Kim. And I said, that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable to me. I need to have answers. So I started digging myself. Literally, I dug in. I got rid of all of my big pharma meds. I quit smoking, drinking. I started getting on a mushroom journey. My husband learned how to grow lion's mane, turkey tail, reishi. So I was just doing synthetic. And then I still was not doing great. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? And so all of a sudden I watched TikTok and this girl goes, I almost off myself over worms. This is a joke, right? And she holds up Paragard. So me and my friends that are on TikTok were like, let's do it. So I get it. And within 3 days, there was just death in the toilet. I'm like, the pain was gone on my right side. And all of a sudden, you know, like the awakening part, oh my God. And so I said, I'm going to go to TikTok and I'm going to talk about it. I didn't really show my face on my account very much. And so I just did this off the cuff video with me and my friends. And all of a sudden it just started going viral and viral. And when it was happening, I had family coming that day because we were building and my phone kind of shut off because it was going so viral so fast. So I put my phone down and I looked at my husband and, you know, I'm still not well, like I'm better now, but in the moment I was not well, but I'm like, I'm going to make myself well. I know about all of this. Like I can teach people. And he looked at me and he's like, what are we going to do? And I go, I don't know. But when this happened with three of my friends, the news showed up. So I better get myself ready because I have a feeling the news still has not shown up, by the way. Right. But I need to get myself ready because I think this is it, Jeremy. My husband's name, Jeremy. I think this is it. And he looked at me, he's like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And I'm like, let's just go with it. Like, what do we have to lose at this point? We're super poor. Like we put all of our money into this house. We put all of our money into healthcare, my healthcare. Like
this makes me want to cry. What a story.
It was so bad. And I used to run 25 medical colleges. I had just graduated my second degree in 2015 and I got so sick. It just took me and my husband out. Like it just took us out. And so that's why we moved out to our property so that if anything happened, he could go work at some part-time job and still take care of me. Cause that's, you know, like,
and that's you're a young girl. I mean, what are you, 20? Okay. No. When you're my age, everyone is between 20 and 60. So I didn't know. I thought you were maybe 30 something.
I'm proud to be 45 because I really worked hard. Like even in my midst of being sick, I always washed my face. And that was a huge thing for me. My face was so broken out and I wash my face religiously twice a day. With the best products. Like I love it. And my face was so broken out. I would see movement in my face. It was so bizarre. That was probably one of my biggest indications, like what's going on with me next to itchy butt. I saw them on my underwear. My dog passed away. Like all of the things started pointing to this is really a problem, Kim. And I just couldn't hold it in anymore. I'm a truther. And I just kind of had to let it out. And then I just started doing like, it just all of a sudden this switch came on and I just started doing green screen videos and telling people about Candida and telling them what roundworm is and me also digging in as I am digging in with my community because I am chronically ill. I'm alone, right? My husband works on our home. I'm living on our property in a trailer and he's not really emotionally available sometimes because he's so physically needing. And so I needed a community and I'm like, this is my community. Like I need to develop this community. And that's really what Rogers Hood is all about.
So can people go to your website, and all this is will be in the show notes, and join the community and start maybe, I think, talking to other people and seeing their symptoms they might identify?
Mm-hmm. Between Facebook, Instagram, we have multiple Facebook accounts. We also have free fast track guides. So if you're like, how do I get started? I hired a team member. He's amazing. His name is Gene, my grandmother's name, by the way. So I just love him even more because of it. But he wrote fast track guide. We have a drainage pathway book. We have a cookbook. Okay. We got the community to give us.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are we cooking? Worms?
No, when you cleanse, you need how to eat during the cleanse.
So tell me about your weight loss journey then. Yes. You think you were holding onto the weight because of all the inflammation? Yeah.
Yes.
See, that's why, those of us in the intermittent fasting community always say, I mean, and other people say, we don't get healthy to lose weight. I mean, we lose weight. We're not losing weight to get healthy. We get healthy to lose weight because when you're not healthy, you can't lose weight.
Right. And they'll inhibit it. They'll stop you from losing weight. And that's where I was. I had hit a wall. And I'm like, how am I not losing weight? I'm doing all the things. I'm walking. I'm doing all the things. And the moment I started deworming, I probably lost 4 pounds. But then when I added Oregon grapefruit, because then, you know, the journey wasn't just, oh, I've dewormed. Now the journey is I need to teach
replenish.
Because and replenish because I didn't know that Oregon grapefruit also was an amazing anti-inflammatory as well as an amazing anti-parasitic. And you need to add a binder. I didn't know what a binder was. Charcoal in the ER is when you overdose and we're trying to save your life, not take a smidge amount to bind the toxins. So now I'm like, oh gosh, now I'm on a learning journey. So, and then I realized that zeolite was really amazing for heavy metals and that they held on heavy metals. So I need to also have a heavy metal detox in my kit. So all of a sudden it's an anti-parasitic, anti-candida, you've got some bacteria that gets dropped. You then have heavy metals that you have to remove. You need to support your liver and you need to have a binder. Binder. Yeah.
Okay. How many things do you take in a day now? Now that you're healed and you do your quarterly cleanses, what do you do on the reg?
Every day. So I wake up and I take some omega and I drink protein shakes and I probably take about 5 supplements now, not including mushrooms. Those are just my daily. So I take my mushrooms every day. And then if I'm eating questionably, I will do like 5 to 7 day Parafi and add in Sustain if I'm eating questionably.
Questionably to you, it's all different. That's a very subjective term. So does that mean you're having gluten? Does that mean you're having salmon? Does that mean you're having soy? Does that mean what is it? What's questionable for you?
I had raw produce because I don't normally eat raw produce out because they don't wash your produce. Right.
Okay.
And that's a huge thing in like Mexico that when you eat raw produce, they're going to wash it with water. That's probably not great.
I know. So if you, hypothetically had a daughter that was going to move to Mexico City, and she's the one who I told you before we started had E. coli and typhoid fever. Mm-hmm. She can't ever eat the local produce. I mean, would her gut ever get accustomed to it? Do you ever adapt?
No, we should just be doing this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she's the one who had your products here. So, so when I tell her that I interviewed you, the Oprah of worms, that she will be so, I'll send her this podcast, of course, but she'll just get some more stuff because she takes it with her everywhere she goes. She travels a lot internationally and she takes it all of her stuff from your store long before I, knew about you. I start seeing you on social media and you're so endearing. I mean, you're so likable, Kim, and knowledgeable in this. So that's why people wanted to know more about you. You're real. You're authentic.
Yeah. I just don't want people to hurt. And there's just a level.
Because you suffered.
Oh, so bad. So many different levels of suffering between family trauma that I've healed myself after 7 years of not talking to my family. I talked to them on Christmas Eve this year.
Oh, so congratulations.
Thanks. You have to heal it all, right? And if you're going to talk about it, and this has always been my philosophy. As a professor, this was my philosophy. If you're going to talk about it and you're going to give advice, you better do it yourself.
Well, walk the walk.
Yeah, you better. Right. Because how do you know then, right? How do you know unless you've done it? And I'm helping, it sounds so weird. I'm helping millions of people. And I don't ever want anyone to be like, oh, well, she said she did, but then she, you dig into me, you're going to find that what I say is what I do.
Okay, so raw produce is a caution warning light for you. What about sushi? Because my friend tells me I did have some parasites a year ago. I did a hair test, sent it to my naturopath, and I was having GI distress every day. And people, when I mean every day, I'm saying there wasn't a day for 10 months that I didn't have number three. You know, there's number one and number two, and then there's number three. I had diarrhea every day for 10 months and then started working on liver cleanses and things before I knew about you. But my friend said, he goes, it's the sushi we eat. So what do you think about the sushi we eat?
Oh, 100% the fish. All fish has it. Okay, so Pike Market is right here, right?
Right. Like, oh my gosh, you're that close.
Yeah, I go and talk with those guys all the time, the fish throwing people. Yes. And they look at me and I'm like, oh, well, I'm a worm queen. And they're like, it's natural. And I'm all, I know, but you can't, like, people don't get that. They don't understand that worm bellies have parasites. Like, it's just a thing. And they think, oh, if you cook it or freeze it, no, you just have to cleanse. Like, that's really ultimately what
so
it is.
You really don't even think the cooked, because I eat the raw tuna and other things, sashimi. You don't even think the cooked fish can kill off all the worms. Oh, this is not good news.
No, I do not. I'm sorry. I'm the very best.
Womp, womp.
And what's scary about it, Lisa, is that when you're cleansing, they leave their eggs behind. They leave their family behind and you have to come in and clean up behind it. So there's a system. And when you're just given a pill, if you've been given that pill for your whole cycles of life, right? Like Mexico, they give their pill and then that's how they do it. But they're smart. They know they got to come up behind and clean up the eggs. They also know that there's many, many that live together in a biofilm. So it's really it's a thing, and really like root cause doctors really try and hone in on it. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because they're in biofilm, you got to break it. And then like for me, it led to mold, and that's how I found out I had mold poisoning. And now I know my lineage now, like I've really dug into myself over the last few years, finding out that what kind of mold I have in my body, how long I had the mold.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's so been
Are there diagnostic tests that can point to that?
Yeah. Okay. Vibrant is one of them. Vibrant Wellness.
Okay. Putting in show notes.
Dr. Jess, her Wellness Plus platform has an amazing setup for getting tested.
Okay.
And then they have practitioners that will help you read it so that you understand. And I got mine back like 2 days ago. I did my Lyme one. It came back, but then it shows you like EBV and CMV and like my mom's sick. So she's been sick my whole life. So it all kind of makes sense for
trauma.
Me that it was
trauma.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, the trauma.
That's right.
Yeah. The trauma. And I found out that I have Epstein-Barr virus like hidden in my brain.
And we all do.
Strep, right? It's how my body reacts to it because I had Lyme, and then I had mold, and I had parasites. It all just opened up that onion for me and allowed me to kind of decide like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And this is what I'm going to do. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think kids running around barefooted or I ground all the time? Do you think that the dogs that poop in the field that I'm getting the worms from them? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's the point. Right?
Yeah,
like hookworms can make their way through your feet.
Yeah.
And when you're gardening, they make it right. And that causes anemia. And they eat the iron. That's what hookworms do. They eat the iron. They have literal hooks and like teeth fangs. And next month I'll have we have 4-part book coming out of parasite pictures. So anyone that
If anyone wants to be grossed out more by this conversation visually, She's coming with the Playboy of Worms. It's going to centerfold.
Oh my God, the Playboy of Worms. Yes. I love it. Yes. I love it. It's going to have a centerfold of the tapeworms that we're seeing. My worms are featured. I think we're going to put like a little... like a little crown in the corner so people will know they're mine.
Oh my gosh.
Because I had shishamashush, which is inside of my uterus, was inside my uterus, and then it went into my kidneys and my bladder.
So was that the root cause for you of your endometriosis?
That and I'm pretty sure the Lyme and, you know,
I'm Oriella. So sorry.
It's okay. I know now and I can help know. People, you know, but I mean, it is kind of unfortunate 20 plus years later. I'm like, oh, I know why I needed my hysterectomy.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go back to your website. Everyone needs to go to rogershood.com and you can see the different on the shop. So everybody listening, they should do the Parify kit.
Yes.
Right. And that's the $100. And then... there's also in there the Fulvic someplace, an option.
Yeah, the Fulvic soak. Okay. And Gutty is really good. I don't always like people to always start with Gutty because it's hard to drink. And then I think people get discouraged when they do Gutty. But it's 3 days. It's like chia seeds, psyllium husk, coconut activated charcoal, and clay. And what it does is we have mucoid plaque that builds in our colon just like plaque builds in our heart and it does it in your butt too, in your all the colon. And so all the grease and all of the stuff, and then they hide in there because it's toxic and they love it because it like we're feeding it. Right. And so Gunny helps remove that mucoid plaque and it comes out and it's long and it's black and it's like rubbery. And I don't know why it does all
how
of that.
How come during a colonoscopy, during a screening where they go through the duodenum and, you know, the darkest parts of your colon, which could wrap around your house or whatever they say about, you know, your small intestines, large intestines. Why can't diagnostic screenings see any of this?
Well, there's three reasons. One, because you're taking something that is not an antiparasitic to get prepped for a colon cleanse, right?
It's just getting rid of anything in your colon.
Yes.
Okay.
You're prepping your colon to have the scope put up the bum.
Right. Right.
Not trying to remove parasites.
Okay.
So you're not taking an antiparasitic when you cleanse. Two, you're also starving yourself, which puts them into dormancy and they live in our blood, our tissue, and our muscle. They don't always live where everyone thinks in our gut. They live in our blood, tissue, and our muscle.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So they burrow themselves deep and then you've made them mad and you've upset them and you're not feeding them for those days. So now they're going dormant and they're going to hide. And
okay,
three,
this is, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is not good news for me, the intermittent faster then.
No, it is because you're starving them and you're making your body inhospitable.
Oh yeah. I'm hospitable for anyone to come over for, you know, food and drink, but you worms, I hope you're listening. I hope you have your own podcast platform and you're listening because you are not welcome here.
I told them.
All right. I just detoxed. And what was the third one you said?
And the third, they're not looking for that. That is not their main priority as a GI doctor who's
I
doing.
I understand.
But
I
other
understand.
people think, oh, well, they should see it. But like, I can tell you, I've looked back at some of my surgery videos and I see
it
now.
Oh, you do?
And I always had kind of a weird inkling and my doctors shut me down. I'm like, that looks kind of suspicious.
Why don't you educate them?
I mean, I educate the ones that want to be educated.
This is exactly, yes, this is the problem. And here's the deal. There's not a drug for what we're talking about specifically. I mean, there would be for a short period. You can do some things for a short period, but what we're talking about is you're saying a lifelong perspective on keeping your worm free and proud. And so because of that we know who educates doctors is Big Pharma.
Yeah.
Not Kim Rogers because she had some worms in her butt.
Yeah. And I think the best that we can do now is just I go and talk about it to anyone that'll listen. And if you don't want to listen, you have worms. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we all have worms. It's how our bodies will process them. None of them are good. Anything that lives off of you is not good, because that's the definition of a parasite. But the thing is how do you want to control it? How do you want to personally deal with it yourself? This is something that's in our own control now. We know about it. We're aware of it. It's a problem that people don't want to talk about because it's embarrassing. And I am happy to talk about it.
You know. It's up to us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just up to us. Now, I will have to say, because my listeners are saying, Lisa, why aren't you asking about the one thing that we all thought was used, that we use in Arkansas? My friend who I was telling you about, who lives very a homeopathic, holistic life, does feed his children. He gives them ivermectin through a dropper, but you don't want to cross that bridge today.
I mean, just know I've done it, and I don't cross it specifically because it just could taint what we're doing.
Okay.
And I fully believe, okay, I've already crossed it. Iver is amazing when it comes to physical worms, okay? If you're trying to keep them at bay, but it can mess up your gut. Anyone that has EBV, it's not good for them.
Okay.
It's really counterproductive when you have EBV. And you should follow up with an herbal cleanse behind it, specifically because you have upset them. You've disrupted their biofilm. You've disrupted their home. And when you do that, there's other things that are involved with them. And so when you know they're just a physical worm, that's all it's removing. It's not removing crypto, giardia. It's not removing the parasites.
And
so people, when this thing went down, right? Don't use this clip, but anything else, I'll talk about it. Because then it becomes a thing on the internet because of how they demonized Iver during 2020.
Right.
And so that's why I don't talk about it. But trust me, they gave prophylactic Iver to a lot of nurses and doctors and medical professionals, and it stirred up their parasites. See?
Got it.
And so they need to come back in behind, and they don't teach you how you need to bind with it. I didn't learn that until I started doing this all on my own. But I think it's great that they're giving it to their kids because they are out there running around, and it's not harmful.
It's a cow pasture where he lives. And so he's
ascaresis, like that's typical. Those thick earth looking worms, they'll pee those out, and that will be trauma for life for a kid. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, oh my God. It's so big when they pee them out. Like, people send me videos of them peeing. Like, I've seen it all, Lisa. I've seen it all.
Okay. Who is twitching right now? I mean, I really like have a chill through my body. I'm looking at the time. We are out of time. You have your PhD in worms, and you are one of the most fascinating guests I've talked to. And I've talked to a lot of neat people. So I've loved this conversation. We're going to wrap it up by sending people to your website. They can do the research on their own. You know, I have my political point of view is you do you. Okay.
Yeah.
If you do, great. If you don't, I don't get a commission either way. That's what I say about everything. I don't care if you don't do it or not. I just want to make sure my listeners are informed.
Yes.
And so you take the information, you follow her on TikTok or any of the social media platforms, and let's be worm free and proud in 2024, everybody. Let's do it. Let's do it. Great job today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Lisa Fisher Said podcast. If you would, leave a review and follow the show. This podcast is produced by ClantonCreative.com.